弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们今天又能够一起聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that we can once again gather before him.
我们实在有一个盼望，这个疫情能够早日的结束，我们可以回到线下，在一起聚集，那是多何等的美好啊。
And we all have this hope that this prayer that well, this pandemic will pass over and then we could once again gather together.
相信那个日子不远了。
I believe that that day is coming, is at hand.
我两个主日前跟弟兄姐妹交通一个很重要的题目。
So two Sundays ago, I shared this very important topic with brothers and sisters.
就是认识神的所有权。
And that topic is knowing the ownership of God.
第四个部分。
The fourth part.
这个认识神的主所有权，第一个部分是讲到神是创造万有的主宰。
So knowing the ownership of God, the first part is to know that God is the creator of everything.
我们是他所造的。
And we are his creation.
我们也是为他的荣耀而被造的。
And we also were created for his glory.
第二个部分，我们就讲到他是我们的救赎主。
And the second part is about how he is our redeemer.
因为我们犯罪堕落，跑到了仇敌的手中，成为他的奴隶。
And because we sinned and we have fallen, and so we end up in the hands of the enemy, becoming his slave.
今天神需要把我们从仇敌的手里面救出来。
And so God saved us from the hands of the enemy.
那我们每一个基督徒都享用了这一个耶稣基督的救赎。
And so as Christians, every single one of us has enjoyed that salvation.
他用他的宝血买赎了我们，所以他是我们的救赎主。
And he purchased us with his precious blood, and so that's why he is our savior.
我们仍然要知道我们是属于他的。
And so we need to know that we belong to him.
第三个点是我们讲的他是我们的 kinsman redeemer, 就是至近的亲属。
And the third point we talked about is how he is our kinsman redeemer.
这些概念只有在圣经里面有，他独特的启示给了犹太人。
And so these concepts are uniquely, strictly only talked about inside the Bible, and was revealed to the Israelites.
因为这个救赎主是我们的至近的亲属。
And because this Redeemer is our kinsman.
对，他不是跟我们非常的遥远，他跟我们有血缘的关系。
He is not someone who's far removed from us. He's someone who has blood relations with us.
他要成为一个人，他在圣经里面叫他末后的亚当。
And he to take on the shape of a man, and the Bible calls him the Adam of end time.
他不但我们至今的亲属买赎我们，而且他还要娶我们成为他的妻子。
And not only is he to become our kinsman redeemer, but also he will take us in marriage.
这个是在这个第三个部分讲过的，借着一本书叫做哈拿，哈拿的见证。
And so this was what we share about through a book called The Testimony of Hannah.
对，那么今天我们要来第四个部分。
So today we come to the fourth part.
这是我两个礼拜前开始讲，我们的主，他还是我们的大元帅，他要率领他的精兵，我们是他的精兵。
And so we started talking about this two weeks ago. We talked about how our Lord is also our great commander, and he is to lead his elite troops.
这是第四层跟我们的关系。
And so this is the fourth layer of our relationships.
对。那今天呢，来到第二个部分，我就特别要来讲到这位王耶稣基督，当年第一次来到地上的时候，他训练他的门徒。
And so today we come to our topic as we talk about how when our Lord Jesus first came, how he trained his disciples.
我们曾经说过，当年耶和华救赎以色列人从埃及出来的时候，那200万的人是一群乌合之众。
And so last time we shared about how when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, there were 2 million people, Israelites, and they were but just a loose sand. They're not organized.
就是一群老百姓，没有受过什么军事训练，就是什么也不懂的人。
So they're just civilians. They were never trained in a military fashion, and they don't know anything about warfare.
没有办法跟法老的军队来打仗。And
so they have no way to fight against the Pharaoh's army.
后来法老的军队来追他们的时候，他们吓得简直是死路一条。And
so when the Pharaoh sent out his army to chase after them, all they could do was quake in fear.
但是圣经却称他们为耶和华的军队。However,
the Bible called them the army of God.
神也的的确确在旷野训练了这批乌合之众，变成可以打仗的军队。And
indeed, the Lord trained the people to into a an arm disciplined army to be able to fight.
这段记录是写在出埃及记的21章，我们上一次讲过。
And so this passage was recorded in Exodus chapter 21, which we shared about last time.
对，那在那一段圣经里头，一直有一个词，表明神怎么训练他，那个词叫做起行安营，起行安营，讲了5次。And
so in that previous passage, there was just constantly this phrase that was used to describe how the Lord trained them, and that was to make camp and move, make camp and move.
那有的时候是在河边，有的时候在旷野。
And sometimes they may make camp by the river, and sometimes they may make camp in the wilderness.
有的时候在低的山谷，有的时候到高山的山顶。
And sometimes maybe the lowest part of the valley, and sometimes it's the highest part of the mountain.
所以神带他们走各式各样的环境，有很安歇的水边，也有非常困难的旷野的道路，什么都没有。
And so God let them through various, God trained them by leading them into various circumstances. There are these peaceful grassland by the river, but then also he led them into wilderness where there's absolutely nothing there.
这个是一个军事的训练。
So this is part of the military training.
今天我们就来看耶稣怎么样训练他的门徒呢?
And so today we come to take a look at how Jesus trained his disciples.
好，那今天我要跟大家来看的，就是讲四个例子。And
so today I will bring like to share about four examples.
第一，我们要讲的就是耶稣的先锋施洗约翰。So
first of all, we want to talk about the pioneer of Jesus, who is John the Baptist.
我们要从他的身上来看一个很重要的属灵的功课。
And so we'll take a look at a very important spiritual lesson on John the Baptist.
然后我们再来看，12个门徒中间的彼得。
And then next we'll take a look at Peter, which was one of the 12 disciples.
第三，我们就会看主耶稣借着五饼二鱼的神迹，要他们看学什么功课。
And so third is we'll take a look at what kind of lesson Jesus wanted his disciple to learn from the breaking the 5 bread and 2 fish.
最后那个五饼二鱼的神迹之后，主耶稣让他们过海到海的对面去的时候，在海上碰到了大风大浪。And
the fourth lesson was that when Jesus commanded his disciples to cross the sea, and there was this great storm in the sea.
好，我们就要下面。 一样一样的来看，主让他们经过这些不同的情况，这个王要教导什么功课？And
so let's take a look at these incidents one by one to see what kind of lesson the king wants his disciple to learn.
我们2个礼拜前讲到，我们是耶和华的军队。
So 2 weeks ago, we talked about we are the army of God.
那在军队里面最重要的一个点是什么？
And so what's the most important point about being in the army?
要一个军队能够打仗，能够打胜仗，它的秘诀在哪里？
So what is the secret for an army to be victorious in battle?
我们有最好的元帅。
We had the best commander.
他有所有的经验与许多的智慧。
He has all the experiences and wisdom.
但是他的部队要必须跟他配合。
But however, his army must work with him.
那中间有一个不可或缺的元素，那个元素就叫做顺服。
And so within that, there is this requirement that's absolute, and that is obedience.
在军队里面是讲绝对的顺服。
And in the army, this is absolute obedience.
元帅讲什么，下面照样执行。
Whatever the commander commands, his army will execute.
所以这是整个军事训练里面的最核心的问题。
And so this is the core, essential core of army training.
那我们人最难的学的功课，也就是顺服。
And that also happened to be the hardest lesson for us to learn, which is obedience.
我们的老祖宗亚当夏娃当年为什么犯罪？
So why did our old ancestor Adam and Eve sinned?
他们栽在什么问题上？
How did they fail? What did they stumble upon?
就是没有听神的话。
They fail to listen to the word of God.
对吧？神对他的命令其实非常简单的。
So God's commandment to them was very simple.
两棵树让你选。
So there are these two trees.
一个是生命树，一个是知识善恶树。
So one is the tree of life, the other is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神的命令是什么呢？
And what was God's command?
这棵树不可以吃。
He said, this tree you shall not eat from.
这棵树的名字叫知识善恶树。
And the name of this tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那么神并没有解释为什么不可以。
And God didn't explain why they can't eat from that tree.
只是警告他们这棵树的有一个结果，如果你们吃的话，你们就要死。
But only given a warning that when you eat from that tree, from that day, you will surely die.
所以你如果会听神的话，你就可以知道神的旨意一定是告诉他你要选另外一棵树。
So if you're listening to what God is saying, then according to what he just said, that means that you can only eat from the tree of life.
我常常说一个聪明的学生听老师讲话，老师在要考试之前给同学做一点补习。
And so I often say a smart student when during the review sessions before a test.
你看那一天在考试的时候，神对亚当所说的话，说这棵树不可以吃，吃的日子必定死，那是二选一。
And so, again, going back to that conversation where God warned Adam that this tree you cannot eat from. So there are only two choices, so you choose one.
那如果答案已经出来了，不可以选二，那答案一定是一嘛，对不对？
And so therefore, since there are only two choices and you already know that you cannot choose number two, therefore the answer must be number one.
这是最简单的脑筋也可以懂的一件事。
So this is just the simplest thing.
但是你就会发现人栽跟斗连这最简单的命令都没有办法来听从。
But you find that when man fails, he cannot even understand the simplest of commandments.
我们没有把神的话当作一个很重要的命令来遵守。
We didn't obey God's words.
里面总是问为什么 ?Why?
And we always ask, why? Why?
那我们就没有办法能够很简单的相信神既然这样说，我不管懂或者不懂，我都执行神的命令。
And so we cannot simply execute God's command regardless of whether we understand the reason behind it.
对吧？当我们进到人的理性去分析的时候，你就会发现这条路走不通的。
Yeah, it's because we try to use our own logic trying to analyze his command. And if you do that, then you'll find that you cannot understand God's will, God's command.
因为我们不是神，
Because we are not God.
我们的理解、我们的聪明智慧都是有限的。
We are, our wisdom, our understanding are so limited.
但是我们想要跟神一样，什么都知道。
But however, we try to be like God, trying to want to know everything.
对，这是人不明白我们的大限是什么，我们自己想来做神，所以就完蛋了。
And this is all because we do not understand our own limitations. We try to be God, and that's why we fail.
那今天神要用我们做他的军人、精兵，那我们这个问题必须解决。
And so today, God wants us to become His elite soldiers, and so we must deal with this point.
好，那我们就来看新约里面的经文，神怎么样教导他的门徒来学这个重要的功课。
So let's take a look at the New Testament to see how God teaches His disciples to learn this very important lesson.
我们第一个就从施洗约翰身上来看。
So we'll first take a look starting from John the Baptist.
马太福音十一章，
Matthew chapter 11.
我第一个点要让大家看王的主权。
The first point I want everyone to take a look at is to knowing the king's sovereignty.
对，那第一个人我们来注意的就是耶稣的先锋施洗约翰。
And the first person we pay attention to is this pioneer of Jesus, John the Baptist.
好，我们来读第十一章的第二节，要念到第六节。
We'll read from Matthew, chapter 11, verse 2 to verse 6.
约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说：“那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？”
And now, when John, while imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?
第四节，耶稣回答说：“你们去把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、长大麻风的得洁净、聋子听见死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。”
Jesus answered and said to them, Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not take offense at me.
我为什么念这段圣经给大家来思想呢？
Why do I pick these passages for everyone to contemplate on?
因为我要让弟兄姊妹来看，连神的大仆人施洗约翰都来到一个生命的危机。
Because I want to show you that even this great servant of God, John the Baptist, he had come to this critical point.
他的信心受到极大的考验。
His life was threatened and his faith was greatly tested.
他本来是一个耶稣的先锋，在那里为耶稣开路、做见证。
So he was the pioneer for Christ and he paved the road, he was there paving the road, giving testimony for him.
他的影响力非常的大，有成千上万的人从四面八方跑到旷野来听这个神的仆人做见证。
And he had great influences. Tens of thousands of people come to him in the wilderness to listen to his messages.
他为那些愿意悔改的人洗礼。
And he baptized those who are willing to were willing to repent.
他是第一个传讲，天国近了，你们应当悔改的仆人。
And he was the first servant to preach how kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
当他看见主耶稣的时候，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
And when he first saw Jesus, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who came to take the sin from the people of this
我以
world.
前不认识他，
I did not know him.
但是那打发我来传讲传道的对我说：“你看见圣灵降在谁身上，他就是我所 差来的那基督，那弥赛亚。
But Howard, the one who commanded me to share the gospel also told me that whoever you see this Holy Spirit descend on, that is the Christ, the Messiah.
所以你会发现这位施洗约翰的的确确为主耶稣开了路，做了明亮的见证。
And so because of that, you could see that John Baptist indeed paved the road for Jesus, and he gave this bright, luminous testimony.
许多的人因着他的见证就来悔改。
And many people repented because of his testimonies.
耶稣说他是在妇人所生的中间，他是最大的。
And even Jesus said he is the greatest among all those who were born of women.
好，这么伟大的一个神的仆人，可是今天因为他被关到监牢里去了。
So such a great servant of God, but today because he was in prison.
他为什么被关起来呢？
So why was he imprisoned?
因为他对当时的王希律王说了一句话，他不中听。
And he was in prison because he said something to the king at the time, King Herod, that the king did not like.
你到十四章你就会找到那个故事了。
And so you'll find the story in chapter 14.
总而言之，他指出当时的希律王做了一件不应该、不合乎律法的事，说你娶你弟弟的妻、你兄弟的妻子是不应该的。
To make it short, basically, King Herod wanted to marry his brother's wife, and so John said, "This is not right."
这是不合乎律法。
This is unlawful.
就他就是说了这句话。
And because of that one single sentence,
就得罪了这个希律王，也得罪了那一个他的嫂子。
And that angered the king as well as his sister-in-law.
所以他就被关在监牢里。
And so that's why he was imprisoned.
好，他关在监牢里，他自然而然就有一个期望。
And so because he was imprisoned, so he had this wish, this hope.
就是这位伟大的被他见证的主耶稣，弥赛亚，可以救他。
And that is this great Messiah, Lord Jesus, whom he had been giving testimony to,could save him.
因为弥赛亚不但是代表他是救赎，要能够救我们的主，而且他也是君王。
Because the meaning of Messiah is not only that he is our savior, but also he's our king.
对，这是弥赛亚的含义。
And that's the meaning behind the word Messiah.
那今天很多的人来因着他的见证来跟随了耶稣。
And today, many people, because of John's testimony, followed Jesus.
那今天大家跟随耶稣是因为承认他是弥赛亚。
So today, those people followed Jesus is because they accept that he is the Messiah.
对吧？所以很多的人就知道耶稣是他们的君王。
And so many people knew that Jesus was their king.
他们要来，这个王要建立他的一个天国。
And the king came to establish his kingdom of heaven.
好，既然是这样的一个伟大的王。
And so since he is such a great king,
那我今天被关在监牢里头，而且是冤枉。
So now today I have been falsely imprisoned.
所以等了一天，主没有来救他，等了一个月，主耶稣也没有来救他。
So he waited a day,The Lord didn't come to save him. He waited a month, he didn't come to save him.
我们不知道他关了多久。
So we don't know how long he'd been imprisoned.
但是我们知道一件事，他的信心就开始摇摆了。
But however, we do know that one thing, and that is that his faith started to falter.
我们知道呢，因为他打发两个门徒去耶稣那里问一问耶稣，我们到底所等的这位弥赛亚真的是你吗？还是指的别人呢？
And we know this because he then sent for two of his disciples to ask Jesus to say, hey, are you the expected one or should we wait for someone else?
所以你就可以发现他吃不准这位耶稣是那个弥赛亚吗？
And so from this act, we could tell that John couldn't quite decide whether Jesus is the Messiah.
本来的见证是这样的鲜明、有把握，可是现在在监牢里的时候，他就开始摇摆了。
And so originally his testimony was so solid, but yet once he was imprisoned, you could see that his faith started to falter.
所以弟兄姐妹，你就知道人是何等的软弱。
So, brothers and sisters, from this we can see how weak we are.
环境好的时候，我们都说我们是信耶稣的。
When our surroundings are great, when everything's going well, we say we believe in Jesus.
对，但是环境改变了，
But as soon as our circumstances turns,
压力增加了，
and the pressure's been applied to us,
下面可能性命安危都受到威吓了。
and even maybe our life may be endangered.
那我们这个时候就祷告神啊，救我！
And then we will pray, God save us.
但是好像神都没有救你，
But it seems like God didn't listen.
所以我们的信心马上就会摇摆。
And so our faith immediately starts to falter.
这是人的软弱。
And this is our weakness.
啊，那连约翰这个是耶稣的开路先锋。都免不了有这么样的一个很大的软弱。
And even John the Baptist, Jesus' great pioneer, couldn't escape from this.
第四节，耶稣回答说：“你们去把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，他做了下面我们刚刚念过，一共六件事情。”
And so Jesus said, verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, Go and report to John what you hear and see. And next he lists six things.
对，不管是叫瞎子看见、瘸子行走、大麻风得洁净，这样一样一样数给约翰听。
The blind received sight, the lame walked, the lepers were cleansed. So he lists all these things he had done for John.
那每一件如果不是弥赛亚，是不可能做的。每一件如果不是弥赛亚的话，是做不到的。所以呢，现在翻译的声音没有了，是吧？因此，我们就要注意，当主把他所做的事情告诉这些约翰的门徒，把这个话传给他们的老师。
And so he asked his disciples to pass these words to their teacher.
那意思就是说，你没有等错，我就是那个弥赛亚。
And basically, he's saying, You did not wait for the wrong person. I am that Messiah.
所以第六节他说：“凡不因我而跌倒的人就有福了。
And that's why in verse 6 he said, And blessed is he who does not take offense at me.
我们跌倒是因为主好像没有照我们的意思来做我们认为耶稣应该做的事。”我们的信心就跌倒了。
We stumble because we believe, because we think that our Lord Jesus did not do according to what we think he should be doing, and because of that, we stumbled.
这是我们侥幸的人很容易碰到的难题。
And so this is a problem that people of little faith easily encounters.
神做事有他的方向，有他的旨意。
God, when He does things, He has His own will and His direction.
那我们认为应该照我的想象、我的理解去做，但是神有的时候就是跟你的想法不一样。
And so oftentimes we feel like God should do this according to how we think He should be doing, but oftentimes God doesn't think the same way that we do.
因为他是王，我们是他的仆人，他决定事情的方向要怎么走，不是我们说了算。
Because he is the king, he determines how things should go, and not us. We are but slaves.
好，那我们继续来看这个第九节。
And so let's continue to take a look at verse 9.
我们要从第9节念到15节。
And we'll read from verse 9 to 15.
你们去究竟是为什么？就是到旷野，为什么呢？是要看先知呢？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大，大
And
多
so,
了。
Verse 9 says, but what did you go out to see? So this is referring to go out to the wilderness. A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and one who is more than a prophet.
经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者，在你面前预备道路，说的就是这个人。
This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I sent my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.
我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而，天国里最小的比他还要大。Truly,
I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力的人进入的。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
好，这个地方你注意，英文的翻译跟中文的翻译稍微有一点出入。And
so here, this passage, pay attention, there is a slight difference in the English and Chinese translation.
刚刚你注意，这个英文的翻译是说 suffer violence， 中文翻译是说。 这个进天国是努力的人进入，他翻译成努力。And
so the English version says, "Those entering the kingdom of heaven suffers violence," whereas the Chinese translate simply that it means someone who works hard trying to get into kingdom of heaven.
这个 violence 这个字比努力还要更强烈。And
so from this you could tell that the word violence is signifies even more intense. Than just trying to just working hard.
指的约翰的遭遇就是 violence.
And so this foretells what John the Baptist is about to suffer.
今天他传天国的信息，天国近了。So
today he's preached the message of the heavenly kingdom, saying that the kingdom of heaven is near.
这个天国是第一次来到。
So this is the first time when the kingdom of heaven arrives.
这个天国的王第一次降生在这个地上。
So this is the very first time when the king of this kingdom of heaven was born into this world.
世界从来没有看过这个王。
And the world have never seen this king.
也没有见过天国是怎么一回事。
And they don't know what was this kingdom of heavens about.
但是有一个仇敌知道。
But however, there is this enemy who knows.
这个仇敌就是这个世界的王, 撒旦。
And this enemy is the king of this world, Satan.
所以当这个天国的福音一展开的时候, 第一个竖起红灯的, 就是撒旦。
And so as the kingdom of heaven start to spread, the very first one who sounded alarm, who took notice, was Satan.
所以对撒旦来讲，所有为天国斗争的人都是要他消，都是撒旦要消灭的人。And
so from Satan's perspective, all those who fight for the kingdom of heaven are the people who he needs to destroy.
因为圣经里面说得很清楚。 神的儿子显现要除灭,
Because the Bible made it very clear, the appearance of the Son of God is to rid of Satan.
所以撒旦知道，如果神的儿子来了，建立他的天国，那他就在这个地球上就没有他的份。
And so Satan knows very clearly that when the Son of God arrives, then he will establish his kingdom of heaven. And so therefore, there's no place for Satan.
所以从那一天天国的福音传起，一直到今天，所有要传这个天国福音的人，都是撒旦所要对付的人。
And so from that day on until even today, anyone who is to preach about the kingdom of heaven are targets for elimination for Satan.
所以主耶稣才会说，天国要进天国要 suffer violence.
And because of that, that's why Jesus said that those who want to the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
这个魔鬼是用最残酷的手段来消灭。 传天国信息的人。
And Satan uses the cruelest means to destroy those who are who will preach about the kingdom of
对
heaven.
吧？你这个用今天的术语来说的话，就是所谓现行反革命。
And because using today's terms, that you are revolutionary.
Anti-revolution，
Oh, you're anti-revolution.
对吧？那所以这些人都是要被消灭。
And so, therefore, because of that, these people needed to be getting rid of by Satan.
所以主耶稣在这里对他的门徒很清楚地讲到，这场斗争是尖锐的，撒旦与神之间的斗争，这个天国的福音要展开，撒旦是一定要把它除掉的。
And so that's why Jesus told his disciples that it will be a fierce battle. It will be a great struggle as soon as the kingdom of heaven start to spread.
所以他
说, Satan will
want
to destroy it.
这个谁能够得着天国呢？就是愿意经过这个斗争的人啊，那你就得着，你就进入这个天国了。
And so who shall receive the kingdom of heaven? Jesus said here, those who are willing to suffer violence.
这个就是我们在施洗约翰的身上，我们看到主教导他的门徒，施洗约翰他要经过 violence。
And so that's why this is what Jesus showed with his disciples, that the John the Baptist will suffer violence.
所以我们如果跳到第十四章马太福音。
So we jump to Matthew chapter 14.
对，你就可以看到后来的故事。
And then you could see the story that comes next.
时间的缘故呢，我就不长不不是细读第十四章的这一段第一节到第十二节的故事。
So due to time issue, I will not read the story entirely.
简单的说，这个十四章头十四节就讲到有一天，这个他希律王过生日，那这个他兄弟就是他。把他的兄弟的妻子娶来的这一个女儿，就是这个子女，就在这个生日会上跳了一个舞，他非常高兴。
And so basically to summarize, it was the King Herod's birthday. He had this birthday party, and so he called his now wife, asked her to bring her daughter to come to dance for the party.
那么然后他就做了一个 promise， 说你无论问我要什么，我都会给你。
And then he promised her the dancer that you know whatever you wish I will grant。
那这个女儿呢就跑到妈妈那里去问你要什么。
And so the daughter went to the mother her mother and asked what should I ask for？
她说我要约翰的头。
And so she said, say to the king that I want the head of John the Baptist.
所以约翰就因为这样的一个荒谬的事情就牺牲了他的脑袋。
And so John lost his life because of this preposterous request.
所以你就知道约翰是殉道。
And so John was martyred.
这就是他说耶稣所说的 suffer violence 的意思。
And this is what Jesus meant when he said, suffer violence.
那么这个时候你就看见这个神的旨意常常超过我们人的想象。
So here's where you could see that God's will oftentimes exceeds our imagination.
但是主也没有骗我们，他就告诉我们这个一粒麦子必须死在体。这个土里才能够结出许多的麦子来。
And God also didn't lie to us. He did say that this one grain must die in order to sprout many in the field.
对，这是施洗约翰所学的那个非常高昂贵代价的福音。
And so this was the gospel lesson that John the Baptist learned by paying a very heavy price.
对。那么第二个在同样的道理上，主耶稣在继续带领他们，等到有一天主从死里复活来向门徒显现，曾经来到一个场合，就是记载在 约翰福音第二十一章。
And so, continue on this lesson. Jesus continued to lead his disciple until he was resurrected, from death, and he led his disciple to this this place, which is recorded in John chapter 21.
Oh, 我们打开约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
就是那天他们七个门徒出去打鱼，什么都没有捞到，回来的一个清早。主耶稣在这个湖边就问他们，你们有吃的吗？他们说我们什么也没有。那 主就准备了丰富的早餐，请他们七个门徒吃了一顿，然后主就开始跟约翰有跟彼得有一个对话。
And so they were by the lake, and then his seven disciples went into to like in a boat, trying to fish. But they fished all night, but ended up with nothing. And then when they came onto land again, Jesus asked them, hey, "Did you have anything to eat?" They said, "No, we don't. We didn't get anything." And so Jesus laid down this great breakfast for his disciples, and then so the conversation ensued after that.
那我们来看第十七节。
And so let's start taking a look at verse 17.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂我的小羊。
And so verse 17, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来，但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.
十九节，耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说，你跟从我吧。
Now this, he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me.
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那个门徒。
Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. The one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you?
21节，彼得看见他，这就是指的约翰，就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？
So Peter seeing him, meaning John, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man?
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
Jesus said to him, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
于是这话传在兄弟之中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？
Therefore, this saying went out among the brethren that that disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?
这段话是我们大家都很熟悉的一段记载。
So this is a very familiar passage.
但是我今天把它提出来，我要让大家注意一个重要的点。
However, I am going over this again because I want you to pay attention to this very important point.
这时候主耶稣刻意向这几个门徒显现。
So Jesus purposefully showed himself to these disciples.
请他们吃完丰富的早餐之后，刻意找到彼得来问三个问题，其实只有一个问题。
And after breakfast, he specifically sought out Peter to ask him three questions. In fact, it's actually just one question.
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我比这一切更深吗？
Do you love me more than everything else?
问了三次。
He asked him three times.
每一次的答案，主都说你喂养我的小羊。
And every time he said, he commanded, tend my sheep.
那么对彼得来讲，是一个很重要的鼓励。
And so to Peter, this was a very important encouragement.
因为在这个之前，他是三次否认主。
Because before that, he denied the Lord three times.
所以他的信心也垮掉了。
So at that time, his faith was also shattered.
这个压力太大了。
Because the pressure was so great.
但是感谢主，主没有因为他三次否认主，就把他踢出去。
But thank the Lord that he did not cast Peter aside just because he denied him three times.
主还是爱他，还是复活以后来找他，要把彼得挽回。
The Lord still have love for him, and after his resurrection, he sought Peter out in order to turn him back.
这是神的大爱。
And that is the great love of God.
我们信心软弱，主可以理解，可以同情我们。
God could understand our weak faith. He could empathize with us.
对，人碰到生死关头的时候，我们总是先救自己。
Because whenever we truly are faced with the situation of life and death, we always think about saving ourselves.
对吧？就看我们现在所碰到的总统选举，这个不法的事情弥漫在整个的国家的里头。
And just as we encountered this recent re-election, these various unlawful things that are happening across the country.
那要把正义伸张的话，你就会发现每一个人在这个大的压力面前就有不同的反应。
For justice in order to be to shown forth, everyone was facing different pressure.
那人怕天下大乱。
And people are fearful that there will be chaos.
然后生命受到危机。
And that the life will be threatened.
所以你就看每一个人面对这么大的压力的时候，上到最高法院的院长，一直到下到一般的坐镇的老百姓，有的有这个胆量面对，有很多是没有。
And so from this, you could tell that from when this pressure comes, you know, people from the highest place up in the, you know, Supreme Court judges all the way down to your average citizen, everyone has the different way of dealing with this pressure.
所以你就知道，我们的人生常常会来到这种危机关头。
And so from this, you could tell that oftentimes our life would come face to face with these critical moments.
你要为真理做见证。
And if you want to give testimony for the truth.
但是压力大到一个地步，你不敢。
But however, the pressure was so great that you did not dare to.
对吧？那现在十二个门徒都遭遇同样的事情。
And so the 12 disciples all encountered the same thing.
彼得是第一个跌倒的。
So Peter was the first one to stumble.
现在主耶稣复活了回来，要把这个使徒挽回来。
And so now Jesus was resurrected, so he came to bring back this disciple.
主耶稣只问一个问题。
And he only asked him one question.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
主不问他其他很多的问题，只问这一个问题，你爱我吗？
The Lord did not ask him any other question, but just one question, do you love me?
就是今天你要做耶稣的门徒，你要做他的精兵，你要面对这黑暗的世界打仗。说到底，就是你爱不爱他。
And so today, as his disciple, as his elite soldiers to fight for him in these dark times, it all comes down to this one question, and that is, do you love him?
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣曾经对他们说过，你若爱我，就遵守我的命令。
Because Lord Jesus once said to all of them, said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments.
今天我们做耶稣的军队，军人。
So today, as his soldiers,
我们能不能够跟他一起打仗？
Whether we could fight with him,
能够打到最后，
and to fight with him all the way to the end,
连自己的命都能够摆上，
and to even to the very end where we lay down our own lives,
只有一个力量可以支持我们。
Only one power can support us through all of this,
就是爱他。
And that is to love him.
如果你爱主，你就可以走到底。
If you truly love the Lord, you will be able to walk all the way to the end.
如果你没有这个爱主的心，你走不到底的。
And without that love in your heart, there's no way you will complete the journey.
因为我们都是爱自己。
Because we all love ourselves.
这是人的天性。
And this is human nature.
但是今天的斗争是这么样的严厉。
But how today the battle is so fierce.
我们的元帅就要问我们，你对他到底能够爱到什么程度？
So our commander asks us, to what level do you love him?
所以主在这里就问了三次，然后最后说你喂养我的小羊，然后。
And so that's why here he asked him three times whether he loved him or not. And then he said, tend my sheep.
那彼得也很好奇啊。
And then he also said, come follow me. And so Peter was also curious.
哎，他怎么样？
And he asked, referring to John, so what about him?
啊，这人将来如何？
What about him?
主耶稣就说。我要他等到我来的时候与你何干
？And Jesus responded, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?"
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣要告诉我们
，Lord Jesus wants to tell us,
你跟不跟随主到底是你跟我的事情，与你他怎么样与你何干？别人是别人，每一个人要向主人忠心。
So Jesus wants to tell us that whether you could walk to the end has everything to do with between us and him. And there's absolutely nothing to do with somebody else.
对，你不要老是去看别人。
So don't always look at someone else.
主只问你对我负责就可以了。
So he only asks us, require us to be responsible to him.
这是主对彼得的要求。
And so that was the requirement for Peter.
也是我们所有要做耶稣门徒的人要求是一样的。
And that's the very same requirement for all of us in order to become his disciple.
所以感谢主，彼得后来就是忠心到死。
And so praise the Lord, Peter was loyal all the way until his death.
所有的门徒在第一世纪的个个都是如此。
And that's the same way for every single disciple of the first century.
他们每一个门徒都寻到了，为什么？因为这个斗争是。需要你的性命摆上的。
And every single one of them were martyred. Why? Because in this struggle, it requires you to lay down your life.
所以主对门徒的要求就是 suffer violence.
And so that's why the Lord's requirement for his disciple was that to suffer violence.
这是要引进天国的条件。
And that is a requirement to bring forth the kingdom of heaven.
好，这是在彼得身上我们看到的榜样。
And so that was the example we see set by Peter.
在这讲到目前这两个例子里头，我要让大家认识的就是王的主权。
And so in these two examples I share with you, what I want you to understand is to know the sovereignty of the king.
这个 sovereignty 它的主权是不能够挑战的。
And so the sovereignty, the king's sovereignty cannot be challenged.
我们只有绝对的顺服。
We have to be absolutely obedient.
这个是就在基督精兵，他是这个天国的王，我们对他的忠诚必须是如此。
And so as his elite soldiers, we must be absolutely loyal to the king.And so only when you love him, then can only be accomplished.
好，下面我们再看另外一个例子，第三个例子。
So let's take a look at the third example.
这第三个例子写在哪里呢？在约翰福音第六章。
And so this third example is written in chapter 6.
这是五饼二鱼的神迹。
So this is the miracle of five bread and two fish.
这是四本福音书都记载了这件事。
And so in all four the gospel books, they recorded this event.
对，马太十四章、马可六章、路加九章、约翰六章。
So this same story has been recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
对，那但是呢，每一个记载都有它特殊的一个面。
But however, every single recount of this particular story, they all have their own unique perspective.
好，那我们要特别注意的是，约翰福音所讲的这个神迹。So
we need to pay special attention to how John recorded this story.
好，我请大家来读的是第六章第十二节。And
let's take a look at John chapter 6, verse 12.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得糟蹋。”When
they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftovers fragments, so that nothing will be lost."
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。So
they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves with which were left over by those who had eaten.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就对他说：“这真是那要来到世间的先知。”And
therefore, when the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
15节，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。So
Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.
这是这个约翰福音里面比较突出的一个点。So
this is something that stood out in the version that's recorded in the book of John.
就这个突出的点是什么？就是在这个五饼二鱼的神迹行完，大家都吃饱了，5000个男人，还要加上还有女人，还有小孩，所以那个场合可能是上万的人都不一定。And
so this occurred after the miracle of five bread and two fish, when there were 5,000 men in present, not even counting the women and children. So probably count all together, maybe there are 10,000 of them.
哦，是一大群的人在那里，不但听见耶稣讲了美好的道。 他们非常高兴，然后后面还有饭吃，免费。所以，so
this group of people, they let's not only did they have a message, but they also afterwards they have this free lunch to eat.
所以他们非常的高兴，说啊，他果然是先知。And
so they were joyous, and they said, "Oh, indeed, he is that prophet."
现在不但他是先知，现在干脆他们中间一致通过，要推举他做王。And
then not only did they view him as prophet, but then they also agree collectively that they will make him king.
但是没有想到，耶稣不做他们的王，从他们中间走出去了。But
they would never have thought that Jesus was not interested in becoming that the king that way, so he left them.
所以我们就可以跳到这个十四二十四节。And
so we could skip over to verse 24.
对吧？众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。既在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比。” 是几时到这里来的？耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”Verse
24. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the small boat and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled."
好，在这段话之前有一段话是记载在马可福音里头的。And
so before this exchange, there was another passage that was recorded in Mark.
对，你如果去读马可福音6章51节、52节的话。
So if you go and read Mark chapter 6, verse 51 to 52.
那这段圣经, 是怎么一回事呢？背景。
So, what was the context? What was the story here?
就是众人要强逼耶稣做王，耶稣不做他们的王，从他们中间走出去，然后主就打发他的门徒赶快上船，到对岸去。
And so when the people were trying to forcefully make Jesus the king, he did not want to. And so he left the crowd, and he also told his disciples to get in the boat, cross the lake to the other across the sea to the other side.
对，那他们就匆匆忙忙上了船，就开始摇这个船到对岸去。
And so the disciple hurried into the boat and set sail to the other side of the sea.
然后结果碰到大风浪，在这个大海里头。
And then in the sea, while they're in the sea, they encounter this great storm.
那在那个摇船的时候，风浪很大。可是马可福音说什么呢？说他们在那里啊，摇船的时候，51节说，于是他们那里上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是鱼丸。
And so there was this great big storm in the sea. And then, verse 51, then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped. And they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened.
所以，他们虽然碰到大风已经够头痛的了，
And so they encountered this great storm, which troubled them greatly.
可是他们的心里想的不是仅仅这个大风浪而已，想的是刚刚更不能够了解的，他们绝对不能想到耶稣拒绝做他们的王这件事情，想不通啊。
So not only were they troubled by the great storm, but what troubled them the most in their heart was that they could not fathom why did Jesus not accept the people's will and to become the king.
他来不是做王吗？这是福音书里面给我们表明的，耶稣是王啊。
Didn't he come to become the king? Isn't that what the gospel says?
所以他是基督嘛，对不对？基督。
Because he's the Christ.
那么现在他居然机会来了，大家终于承认你是王，你要来做我们的王，我们愿意听你的话。哎，耶稣却不拒绝，不做他们的王。
And so finally, the people have spoken and they said they want him the king, but yet Jesus did not want to be the king.
所以我就点出来，门徒常常在脑袋里面想不通耶稣所做的事。
So this is what I want to point out, and that is that oftentimes the disciples cannot figure out what Jesus was doing.
刚刚施洗约翰想不通，为什么耶稣不救他？
And so, as we just shared, John the Baptist couldn't understand why didn't Jesus come to save him.
现在是门徒想不通，为什么耶稣不做王？
And now his disciples couldn't understand, couldn't figure out why Jesus didn't want to become the king.
对吧？那我们刚刚在第6章24节到26节读的那段话的里头，耶稣就解释了。
And so in chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus explained this.
对吧？我不做他们的王，原因很简单，因为你们来找我，哎，他们还付代价了。本来在海的那一边，耶稣用5饼2鱼叫他们吃饱了。现在耶稣过了海，到海的这一头来的时候，哎，这些人还紧紧跟随，一点都没有放弃一直要耶稣来做王。
And so the crowd, after they were fed, they want to make him king. And then even after Jesus and his disciple crossed the sea, they follow him to the other side of the sea and still wanted him to be the king.
所以你又看得出来，这些人是有愿望、诚心要耶稣做王的。
And so from this, you could tell that the crowd have this desire to want to make him king.
假使是你是我这么受人的欢迎、崇拜的话，我们当然说：“哎呀，对不起，这个父老兄弟啊，这个你们推举小弟做王，实在不好意思。”我们还要说一段客套的话。
And so if it were you and I in Jesus' position, we'll probably give a little speech and trying to be humbled and trying to be show our humbleness before we accept.
那但是心里面蛮高兴的，哇，他们终于要拥戴我做，那我就做吧。
Despite our outer appearance of humbleness inside of us, we'll probably be overjoyed and figure that, hey, if they want us to be king, let's be their king.
这是对耶稣来讲是一个很大的试探呢。And
so to Jesus, this was a great temptation.
对，但是你看，耶稣的回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为看见了神迹。”
But yet, if you look at Jesus' response, it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled."
所以，这些人的动机是为什么？为吃饼得饱。So
these people, they were motivated by the fact that they ate the bread and were filled.
所以是为着你们的利益。
And so, therefore, they do this out of their own benefit.
就跟今天的政治家也是一样的，要得到我们的票，他就给我们好处。And
just like the politicians today, in order to win our votes, they promise these great things to us.
对，那么现在这个群众认为耶稣可以不但让他们有道可以听，还可以有饭可以吃。
And so the crowd, not only did they receive the gospel from Jesus, but they also have food and provided for them.
有道可以听.
And so they have the gospel preached to them. They have the word.
对吧? 所以这是 perfect leader, 一个完美的领袖.
And so to the crowd, he's the perfect leader.
但是主说我不做你们的王.
But yet Jesus said, I don't want to be your king.
因为如果有一天这些你们的利益得不到满足，那你们就离开我了嘛，对不对？很简单嘛。
Because one day, if I can no longer satisfy your desires, then you will leave me.
对，天国不是为着你们的利益而存在的。
Because the kingdom of heaven does not exist for your benefit.
天国的存在是为着王的利益而存在的。
The existence of the kingdom of heaven is for the benefit of the king.
对，这是完全不一样的事情，跟这地上的国度不一样的。So
this is completely different from the kingdoms on earth.
这一群门徒，神要训练他们成为他的军队。So
this disciples, this group of disciples, God want to train them to be his soldiers.
你就会发现，耶稣愿意做他这一群门徒的王，不愿意做那一群吃饼得饱的人的王。So
from this you discover that Jesus was willing to be the king for this group of disciples and not the crowd who ate of the loaves.
这两群人有什么不同?
So what's so different about these two group of people?
哪一群人人多。Which
group have more people?
当然是那个吃饼得饱的人群多。
Of course, the crowd that ate of the loaves.
这一群为着天国来跟随主的人是非常少数的，就这么十几个。And
so the group that was willing to follow Jesus from the very beginning, it's a very small group. Was a very small group.
For the kingdom of heavens.
So they follow for the because they're willing to do it for the kingdom of heaven.
注意弟兄姊妹，一定要看清楚这个两组人他的动机是不一样的。
So, brother and sister, we must be very clear in our understanding of what the motivations are for
this two groups.
And so that very question is the same from Jesus' time until now.
我们要问问我们自己，我们今天为什么信耶稣？为什么跟随耶稣？
We have to ask ourselves today, why do we follow Jesus?
我们是属于哪一个群，哪一族的人呢？
And so which group do we belong to?
今天在这个基督教的世界，很令人发，就是受吸引的这个这种教会，叫做成功神学的教会。And
so today in this world, there's this this church that's very that a lot of people are drawn to. It's called the
prosperity theology.
It's called the prosperity theology.
他告诉你圣经里面的应许，哎呀，你要什么神都给你啊。
And they tell you, they reveal to you the promises contained within the Bible. So whatever you want, it will be given to you.
在这边传道人所传的信息，都是神给你这个好处，那个好处。
And all the messages that the preacher preached are about, God's giving you this benefit and that benefit.
但从来不要求你背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从主，这个他不能讲的。
But they never talked about how you had to lay yourself down and carry the cross.
啊，因为背起自己十字架，舍己跟从主，就是把你的心中的目的除掉，你要王的目的，王的目的就是你的目的，这样你就必须舍己。
And so, you have to lay down yourself in order to follow the king's wishes, and had to have your wish and the king's wish to be united, to be one. And the only way you could do that is by laying yourself down.
所以从今天我们讲的这个例子里头，我要让弟兄姊妹很清楚地看见，五饼二鱼这神迹，有大量的上万的人来跟随耶稣，耶稣是拒绝这一群人的，不做他们的王。
And so we learn from this miracle of five bread and two fish that because of this bread, the great crowd wanted to follow Jesus, but Jesus did not want this crowd.
哦，但是你就会发现。耶稣说：“你们要为那不朽坏的食物劳力，不要为这个会朽坏的食物劳力。
And so Jesus said to him that you are to work for this food that does not perish.
”这才是神真正要给我们的。
And this is what God truly wants to give to
但是
us.
人对那个不朽坏的食物没有兴趣，也听不懂。人有兴趣的是吃到嘴里算数，叫我们吃饼得饱，能够有一种满足感。就好了，我们就请你做王，让我们天天有吃有喝有穿。哈利路亚，赞美主。
But you discover that that people have no interest in gaining the food which does not perish. All they care about is today that they could fill their tummies, and that if you could satisfy that, then we will call you king.
但是主却说，那些会朽坏的，不是有价值的。那个不朽坏的，能够存到永远的，那才是真正有价值。这个王要我们得到的。
And so Jesus said, the food that perishes is worthless. The food that never perishes, that is what the king want us to have.
我们奋斗，必须为那个去奋斗。
And so we fight for that food that does not perish. That's valuable.
对，那个才有价值。
So that imperishable food is what's valuable.
所以在这里，我们要看到王的利益是什么？
And so from this, we can see what is the benefit of the king.
对，他为什么愿意做这一群少数人的王，而拒绝那个大的群众的王？他说：“我不做你们的王。
And so that's why he refused to be the king of the great big crowd, and then rather he wanted to be king of the smaller crowd of disciples.
”这是。动机的不同很重要。
And so this is due to difference in motivation.
好，最后一个
So lastly,
就是认识王的权柄和能力。
and so lastly is to knowing the authority and the power of the king.
那这件事情是发生在他们从海的这边摇船到海的对面去的时候，在那个海上发生的事情。
So this records the event that happened when they set off from this side of the sea to the other side of the sea.
对，我们来读14章的22节。
So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 22.
好，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away.
众人，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一个人在那里。
After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone.
那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。
But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary.
夜里是今天, 耶稣在海面上走, 往门徒那里去。
And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea.
门徒看见他在海面上走就惊慌了, 说这是个鬼怪, 便害怕, 喊叫起来。 耶稣连忙对他们说, 你们放心, 是我, 不要怕。
When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid."
好,我们继续往下到28节。
Let's continue, skip over to verse 28.
彼得说,主,如果是你, 请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
耶稣说,你来吧,彼得就从船上下去,在水面上走,要到耶稣那里去。
And he said to come, and Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus.
只因风甚大,就害怕,将要沉下去,便喊着说,主啊,救我!
But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!"
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他,说,你这小信的人啊,为什么疑惑呢?
Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
他们上了船,风就住了,在船上的人都拜他说,你真是神的儿子。
When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son."
所以这段圣经是我们也很熟悉的,讲到耶稣行走在风浪里上。
So this was a passage that we're all very familiar with. It described how our Lord Jesus was walking on water in the wind.
我们的人生就跟门徒所经过的很相像。
And so our life is very similar to what the disciples experienced.
因为他们经历的事情对他们来讲也是, 做梦都没有想到。
For what they have experienced are something that they couldn't even dream of.
王下了命令,你们不要在这里,你们到海的那边去。 就打发他们,催他们上船,那他们就开始摇这个船,要摇过这个海,但是做梦没有想到,碰到大风大浪。So
the king urged this disciple, commanded the disciples to get into the boat and get to the other side of the sea. And so they did, they got into the boat and then start rolling into the middle of the sea, but then they would never dream that they would encounter this great big storm.
那圣经告诉我们的时间是四更天,这是古文说的时间。
And so the Bible tells us that it was about the fourth watch of the night. So this is a way of telling time
现代,
back then.
现代的时间的语言来说的话, 就是大概清早4点钟左右。
And so with today's time, it's about 4 a.m. in the morning.
也就是夜最黑, 不久马上就要天亮的这一段时光,时辰。
It is also the darkest time of the night because it's also when the suns will soon break.
对,那个时候大家也最好睡的时候。
And that's also a time when everybody's were sleeping soundly.
门徒却碰到大风浪。
But yet the disciples encountered this great big storm in the middle of the sea.
那有的福音书就是说他们在摇这个炉啊,这个桨,摇这个桨的时候,命苦啊。
And then so as they were paddling, they were telling themselves how unfortunate that they were.
可是马可福音刚刚我们念的是他们在那边想另外一个问题,
And then but in the Mark, when recording during this time, it also recorded how the disciples were thinking, why didn't Jesus accept being the king?
对,就在这个大风浪的里头,每一个人脑袋里面都有不同的问题。
And so during this great storm, there were these questions swirling around these people's heads.
对,他们一定也是想,哎呀,主啊,你怎么祝福我们,给我们一个风平浪静的晚上,让我们可以顺顺利利的到对岸去嘛?
They probably also were thinking that, Lord, how come you did not bless us with this the calm wind so that we could smoothly go over to the other side?
我们的直觉的反应说，主啊，赶快给我们，让风浪平静，让我们可以顺顺利利到对岸。
Our instinctive reaction would be to ask why did God give us this calm weather so that we could go to the other side?
所以我们的心里面常常都有，问为什么？为什么？
And so in our hearts, we often ask why, why?
对吧？有的人问你为什么不做王？有的人问为什么你给我们碰到大风大浪？
Some people would ask, why didn't you accepting the king? Why did you, others would ask, why did you give us this great storm, big storm in the middle of the sea?
主耶稣根本没有解释为什么。
Lord Jesus did not even explain why.
相反的，他们却看见耶稣可以行走在风浪之上，这是他们做梦都没有想到。On
the other hand, exact opposite, they saw that Jesus was walking among this great storm and above the water.
换而言之，今天他们所碰到的情形是耶稣允许的。
So this is something that they could never imagine. So on the, in other words, this what they have encountered is something that Jesus permitted.
耶稣不但在岸上可以跟他们讲道，可以医病，可以赶鬼。
Not only was Jesus able to preach the gospel to them and also to heal the sick and drive out demons.
刚刚甚至用五饼二鱼可以叫五千个男人吃饱。
And just before they set off, also fed 5,000 men with 5 bread and 2 fish.
这些都是了不得的事情。
So he done these great things.
但是还不够。
But it's not enough.
现在耶稣要他们在大风大浪中间来认识耶稣是谁。
Now Jesus want the disciple to get to know who he truly is among the great big storms.
这是在平顺的环境中你没有办法认识的。
This is something that you will never get to see when everything's calm.
风平浪静，你对神有一种认识啊，神给我平安，给我有衣有食啊，也有病得医治等等等等这种经历。但是哦，我们没有碰到大风大浪要丧命。
So when the weather's fair, we see that, oh, God bless us with peace, bless us with a message, and he could heal the sick and feed us. So this is one side that you see, but you will never, you do not get to see how things are when there's this great wind and waves.
他要做我们的神，他不但风平浪静的时候做我们的神，他现在要在大风大浪中，海翻腾的时候，命都没有的时候，他也要做我们的神。
And so this shows us that he wants to be our king, not only when things are calm and weather is fair, but also he will be our king even when the storm is coming, the waves are crashing against the boat.
对，在这个世界上的话，这种情形那是死定了。
And so if you encounter this thing in the world, you probably perish to for sure.
对不对？但是这个时候他们看见。
But this circumstance allowed them to see that the king they believe in is the king that transcends through this great big wind and great big wave.
他们甚至怀疑，哎呀，我们是不是见到鬼了？
And they even doubt they even thought that, oh, am I seeing a ghost?
都害怕。
And they were very, very frightened.
主就对他们说，不要怕，是我。
And so God said, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid.
让他们能够有信心，他们看见的是耶稣本人。
So it allowed them to have faith, to trust that indeed they are seeing Jesus himself.
不但如此,
and not only that,
更稀奇的是在后头,
what's even more amazing is about to come.
彼得一看见是主耶稣，非常兴奋。
And Peter got all excited when he realized that it was Jesus.
彼得说：“我也要来。”And
Peter said, "I will let me come to you."
你吩咐我，我就来。If
you command me, I will go.
主耶稣说：“好，你来。”And
so Lord Jesus said, "Yes, come."
所以彼得也就下了船，就走风浪过去。And
so Peter got out of the boat, and he also walked above the water towards the Lord.
所以对彼得来讲，这是一个一生从来没有经历过的大奇迹。他可以走在风浪之上，跟耶稣一样。
And so to Peter, this was something that he had never, ever experienced in his life, that he could walk on water among the great big storm and waves, just like Jesus.
可惜这是头一回，他的眼睛就看一看这个风浪，哎，不得了，吓坏了。
But unfortunately, because this was his first time, so as he was walking on water, he started taking and looking around his surroundings and realized the great storm and the great waves were still happening. So things changed.
本来走得好好的，在风浪之上，可是一看这个大风大浪，把他吓坏了。
So originally he was doing well, he was walking above the water, but as soon as he realized that of the storm and the wave that's happening around him,
所以他就往
things
下
start happening. He starts to sink.
对啊，他马上就喊主啊，救我。
And so he immediately said, Lord, save me.
那主就一把把他抓住。
And so Jesus reached out and grabbed
him. 他们就一同上了船，风浪就止住了。
And so they got into the boat and the storm stopped.
那他们学了什么呢？
And so what did they learn from this?
在这个大风大浪得到什么教训呢？
What did they learn? What kind of lesson did they learn from this great storm? And so now we take a look at the conclusion.
你真是神的儿子。
Verse 33, they say, You are certainly God's son.
所以这是他们亲身经历主怎么样子在大风大浪中不但救了他们，而且他们也可以走在大风大浪之上。
So they have Now, this personal experience of how God saved them from this great big storm and big waves, and not only that, that they could walk on water as well.
这是神训练我们的方式。
And this is how God trained us.
有的时候在高山，有的时候在谷底，有的时候在海边，甚至在海上。
And sometimes it's above in the highest point of mountains, sometimes it's lowest point of the valley, sometimes by the sea, and sometimes even above the sea, on the sea.
所以神训练我们在各样环境中都要经历他是神。
So God wants to train us in every single environment to know that he is God.
所以后来到他们晚年写书信的时候，约翰就这么，约翰一书他就说过这句话。
And so that's why in their elderly days, as they were recording all this and writing them into books, First John, he said,
约翰一书一章一节到三节，约翰就这么说。
First John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, this is what John said.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见、看过、亲手摸过。第二节，这生命已经显出来，我们也看见过，又做见证，将源于父且显于我们的那永远的生命传给你们。
So, what we touch with our hands and concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was the Father and was manifested to us.
第三节，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
所以这一切的经历是让我们认识他，也可以认识彼此。
So all these experiences allow us to get to know him, but also get to know each one of us.
诗篇里面有一句话，深渊与深渊相应。
So in the Psalms, it's talk about where the heart and heart kind of echoes one another.
所以我们能够我们跟父相交，跟三而一的神相交。
So we can commune with the Holy Father and commune with the triunal God.
然后我们彼此相交。
And then we fellowship with one another.
都是因为我们经历过他，亲眼见过他，亲耳听过他，也亲身摸过他。
And this is all because we have heard, we have seen him with our eyes, and we have looked and touched with our hands, and we have seen all these things.
他对我们不是一个理论的问题，他对我们是一个经验的问题。
So to him, he is not something just in theory, but he is something that we experience.
感谢主, 这是爱我们的主, 训练我们的方式。
And thank God this is a Lord who loves us. This is how he trains us.
对,今天我们面对的一个环境, 今年是非常特别的一年。
So this year is a very special year.
瘟疫搞了一年,
So this pandemic been going on for a whole entire year?
对吧? 然后我们又看到这个世界的变化。
And then we also see how this world changes.
我们美国现在看到我们的总统都选不出来。
And we can also see how in the US, even the election, our president didn't win the election.
从现在一直到明年的1月20号,我们不知道会发生什么事。
And we don't know what will happen from now until January 20th.
可能很多的基督徒的信心都会因为这些发生的事情受到极大的打击。
Maybe a lot of Christians, their faith might be tested during this time.
因为这个后来的结果可能跟你的想象不一样。
Because the end, the outcome might be completely different from what you expect.
就跟当时的施洗约翰遭遇的问题，门徒们所遭遇的问题，都是人的想象跟神自己做的事，常常不是我们对得起来的，就心里我们的信心就摇摆。
Just like how John the Baptist or the disciples at the time experienced, oftentimes how we think and how God thinks and how he works are different. And sometimes because of that, our faith will be tested and faltered.
我们要操练信心永远行在大风大浪之下还是之上。
So should we train our faith to always walk on, above, or below the storm, the water?
你有信心听见神的话，就能够行在大风大浪之上。
If you have faith and listen to God's word, then you will be able to walk above the water in the storm.
你的眼睛看在主身上,
because your eyes are fixed upon the Lord.
但是什么时候我们的眼睛离开了主, 我们就看这个环境。
And anytime when our eyes are away from the Lord and starts looking around our surroundings,
你的信心就下沉,
our faith will sink.
你整个的人就下沉,
and you are, and our, we ourselves will sink.
这是门徒所学到的经历,
and this was the experience that the disciples
每一个基督徒,
learned. And every single one of us as Christians will go through this rigorous training by God. And only then can we fight that wonderful fight.
求主祝福我们每一个弟兄姐妹,
May the Lord bless every brother and sisters.
面对前面新的挑战, 我们还有许多 的挑战在前面,
and as we still have many challenges ahead facing us,
愿我们更深的来认识我们的王,
may we know our King even deeper.
低头祷告,
let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord,
我们感谢赞美你,
we want to praise and thank you.
你实在爱我们,
you truly love us.
你为我们舍命拯救了我们, 脱离罪,
and you lay down your life in order to save us from sin.
但是你的爱不停在这里, 你还呼召我们跟随你。
But your love did not stop just there. You call us to follow you.
要我们来认识你更多更深。
And want us to get to know you even more and deeper.
那些走在我们前面的门徒, 给我们做了榜样。
And the disciples, the saints who walked before us, set the example for us.
他们也有极大的软弱。
And they also have their weaknesses.
甚至不信，甚至否认主。
And some even cast out their faith and did not believe in the Lord.
但是主，你的恩典大过我们一切的软弱。
But however, God, your mercy, your blessing is greater than all of our weaknesses.
你要我们能够像彼得一样回头，能够继续跟随你。
You want us to be like Peter, to be able to turn around and continue to follow you.
后来能够忠心到底, 最后为主舍命。
And then to be faithful to the very end until he was martyred.
求主给我们这样的忠心的灵。
Please bless us with this faithful spirit.
给我们爱主的心,
and give us this heart that could love you.
我们向你承认我们自己没有,
and for, because we admit that we ourselves do not have these things.
但是主啊,
but however, Lord, in you, everything is possible.
因此我们就把自己完全奉献在你的手中。
And so that's why we offer ourselves entirely into your hands.
我们相信你能办成不可能的事情。
Because when we believe that you will be able to accomplish what was impossible.
因为在你并没有难成的事。
Because in you, there is nothing that cannot be
accomplished. 哈利路亚,
赞美你的名。 Hallelujah, praise your name.
愿你得胜。
May you be victorious.
愿你的教会也跟你一起得胜。
And may your church be victorious along with you.
国度是你的,
the kingdom is yours.
愿你的旨意实行在我们中间, 好像行在天上一样。
May your will be done among us as is in heaven.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.